This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's labor market has added more than 50,000 jobs this year, and it may keep growing. CPR's Will Cornelius reports.
Inflation is high and the economy is slowing, but the labor market remains strong. That's according to Eric Olson, the district president of Robert Half Talent Solutions in Colorado.
Well, I think for the most part, if people want a job, there's one for them.
For every unemployed person in Colorado, there are two job openings. Olson says his company has seen hiring go up as businesses face more competition for talent.
We might have a profit recession. Companies aren't making as much money, but we certainly do not have a jobs recession.
I'm Will Cornelius, CPR News.
New state numbers show drug overdose deaths in Colorado are still rising. CPR's Paolo Giosita has more.
More than 1,800 Coloradans died from drug overdoses in 2021. That's about 400 more deaths than in 2020. Most of those deaths were related to methamphetamine or other psychostimulants, according to state public health data. Over two-thirds of those who died were single white men between the ages of 25 and 44. It wasn't the biggest contributor, but state officials say the uptick in overdose deaths has also been fueled by fentanyl, a synthetic opioid often mixed into other drugs. I'm Paolo Giosita, CPR News.
The Denver Center for the Performing Arts has announced its new Broadway season. The lineup includes musicals based on the movie Beetlejuice, the 1990s album Jagged Little Pill, and the life and music of Tina Turner. This is CPR News and KRCC.